Here's Kimberly Hansen, the collections manager of flowering plants at the Field Museum. Hi, Kimberly. This is John. You're on WGN.
Hi, John.
What do you do?
What do I do? I work in the herbarium, where we keep all of our plant collections, our pressed and dried plants, and we also have our economic botany collection, and those are more collections about how people use plants. So I'm just usually working, helping scientists with their research.
So are you a biologist by trade, or a scientist, or a public relations person? What are you?
I am a scientist, so yeah, I am trained in botany, and I do my own research. I do mostly biodiversity research, which is what most people use the collections for. So I do a lot of describing new species and a lot of genetics research as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I would imagine they would do that sort of thing at the Field Museum. Biodiversity, and just one quick question about that. What does that mean? What's biodiversity?
So biodiversity, that's when we're talking about the different species that we have in the world. And so we have lots of plants, and we still have a lot to learn about that. So there's still lots and lots of undescribed species. People are describing new species every single day.
Isn't that amazing? You think we would have had our eyeballs on everything by now? No, huh?
Nope, not at all. Yeah, I think people kind of think that we've kind of got a grasp on that, and we know more than we actually do. So we still have a lot to learn.
And then there's also the extinction thing on the animal side. Is that happening on the plant side as well?
That is happening on the plant side as well. So sometimes they kind of go hand in hand, because a lot of plants depend on specific pollinators and specific fruit and seed dispersers. And so if those go extinct, then the plants that rely on them are also going to go extinct.
Well, we got to save the pong pong plant, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. And that has its role, too. So every plant has its role in the environment, and including poisonous things. So there's a lot of poisonous plants, more than people think. It's estimated that about a third of plant species are actually poisonous, because that's how they defend themselves.
Are you kidding me? A third of plant species are poisonous?
Yeah, that's what they estimated that. We have lots of poisonous species in the United States and Illinois. You have to respect plants. You don't want to just eat anything you see out there, no matter how tasty it looks.
I had a case of poison ivy last year. I guess I know it's out there, but that's an interesting estimate. And then here in pop culture, a bad seed, a headline in the Chicago Sun-Times. Deadly pong pong seeds, featured in The White Lotus, get star treatment in exhibit at the Field Museum. So tell me a little bit about the pong pong seed. What is that? Where does it grow? Is it real? Is it really poisonous? If I grind it up and put it in a pina colada, will it kill me?
It probably will kill you, yes. So, yeah, it is true, yeah. So it is based on a real species. And there's, you know, the genus has somewhere between 7 and 10 species. We're still arguing about it. You know, we can't decide on if it's, you know, how many species there are. But, yeah, they are real. The species that they featured in the show is native to Southeast Asia. So it is native to Thailand, where the show was set. And, yeah, all parts of that plant have poisons in them. They're in a very poisonous family, which is the milkweed family. Milkweeds are poisonous, too. And the seeds in particular have a special type of poison in them that is highly, highly toxic.
Yeah, the story is told on TV anyway, that the natives would use it as a kind of suicide plant. And I read somewhere that so much as a single seed, granted it's like the size of a walnut, but a single seed ground and consumed would kill an adult. That all sounds true as well?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not a medical professional, but yes, I think that, like, historically, a single seed has been shown to, you know, kill people, but some people have also survived. So it affects your heart, and so these are cardiac glycosides. The family is really well known for that, and it kind of slows it down. We have lots of types of cardiac glycosides. Some of them speed your heart up, some of them slow you down. So, but yeah, you'll start vomiting, and so sometimes your body is able to purge enough of it that you can survive, but a single seed can indeed kill a human.
Yeah, there was some purging on that show, which may have saved one of the characters. Well, so what else do you have there? That's the star, maybe, of the exhibit. I can't imagine my wanting to go look at a seed at the museum, but now I'm kind of curious. What else do you have there?
So we have our Plants of the World exhibit, and it's a pretty large exhibit. And we have representatives from all of the different plant families. So it's a good way, if you are interested in plants and diversity, to come and see all the diversity of plants and what there are out in the world. And indeed, we do have a pong pong tree down there, representative of one. These are amazing models that they were made. They're all models, but they are incredibly scientifically accurate, and you can see some of the seeds down there. It's the fruit, you know, because that's where seeds are found, inside of fruits. So down there you'll see that it's actually like a fruit, and the seed is inside of it. It looks like a giant seed, but it's actually inside of those fruits.
Right. But you have a whole tree there? Like, could I stand in front of it with a Duke t-shirt and take an Instagram photo?
You could. It's behind a glass case, but indeed, there is one there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in Illinois, I mentioned poison ivy. What else might I find in my yard or in the woods? Maybe I'll be out morel mushroom hunting in Ottawa. I mean, what are some of the other things we should be on the lookout for?
Well, some of our deadliest plants are poison hemlock. So that's also in a pretty poisonous family. That's in the carrot family.
So, do we have that in Illinois?
We do. So it's actually native to Europe, but it was brought over here, and it's naturalized and kind of become like a weedy thing, so it's quite common.
Really?
And, yeah, and so that was, you know, Socrates committed suicide using that plant. So
what does that look like?
So are you familiar with Queen Anne's lace?
No.
Okay, well, it looks like that. Yeah, so if it has, you know, really carrot-like leaves. So if you ever bought carrots and it's still got the leaves on top, it has
right.
very, very similar leaves to that. It's a little thin, highly divided leaves. It's really tall, and one of its distinctive features is at the base of the stems, it's kind of got little purple dots all over it. So if you ever find yourself walking through a big patch of that and you notice that, you should get out pretty quickly and wash your hands.
No kidding. Just a minute left. What else should I know about the native species here in Illinois?
Yeah, so all of our milkweeds, they're also in the same family of the pong pong tree. And, you know, they have that milky sap. Most things in that family have milky sap. Other families that are commonly poisonous also a lot of times have milky sap. So if you ever break open a leaf and you get some white sap flowing out,
right.
don't eat it and wash your hands. But yeah, I just always recommend not eating anything and not using anything
yeah.
medicinal unless you
yeah.
know exactly what it is and exactly how to prepare it.
Okay. I suppose I'll let you get back to work. I know you guys are trying to recreate dinosaurs there. You've got some DNA and some amber, and you're going to make dinosaurs. Is that true as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've got to make room in my office for our new employees. Yep.
All right. It's nice to talk to you, Will. Really interesting. And this is over at the Field Museum. Is there an extra charge to see this exhibit of poisonous plants?
There is not. So it's just in our plant hall. And then also on Monday, I believe from 11 to 1 in our science hub, myself and another person from botany, Christy Christian, we're going to be hosting Meet a Scientist, and we're going to have some specimens of pong pong tree out if anybody wants to come and see them. And we'll also have some specimens of our local poisonous
yeah,
plants.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. When is that going to be again, Kimberly?
That's going to be on Monday from 11 to 1.
Kimberly Hansen is the collections manager of flowering plants at the Field Museum. What a pleasure to meet you, Kimberly. I'm glad you're there.
Same to you. Have a great day, and take some pictures of plants and put them on iNaturalist, okay?